The Gemara says on Daf Samchem Beis that Mutter Lashanis Mipnei Shalom. Famous Heter, they're allowed to lie, allowed to say Sheker if it's in order to bring Shalom, in order to bring peace. And the Gemara brings different Makars. One of the Makars are from Yosef Atzadik, that after Yaakov Avinu died, the brothers told him, Avicha Tziva Leimar, your father commanded us to tell you, Koisim Yosef, tell Yosef, Ana Sana Pesha Achacha, you should be Michael, your brothers, what they did to you. And that whole thing was a lie. Yaakov Avinu never commanded them to tell Yosef he should be Michael. They made that up. So what's the pshat? How are they allowed to make up a lie? It must be they allowed to lie with Shalom in order to bring Shalom between Yosef and the brothers. It was mutter for them to lie. It was mutter to make up this lie. And this is the raya that mutter l'shanas with Shalom. Now, pashas, you understand pshat in the Gemara that this is it's like a din of dechuya. That really, you're not allowed to lie. Sheker is aser. But Shalom is very important. So b'makom Shalom, the Indian of Shalom is Deicha, the law of Sheker, that allows you to lie, and that's why it's mutter to be Mishana Mipnei Shalom. I think that would be the Pashat Havana in this din. But I think that it's Mavur from Chazal, you see from a Medrash on this Indian, that that's not the Pshat. It's not the Pshat that this is a Maisa of Sheker and it's mutter to do it because of the Shalom, but the Pshat is the b'makom Shalom, it's not a Sheker at all. B'makom Shalom, that becomes the Emes, that becomes the reality, and that's why it's mutter. It's not that Shalom is Deicha than in of Sheker, but b'makom Shalom, what is seemingly Sheker, that itself becomes Emes. And the Raya is from a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tzav. The Medrash says like this, it says that similar to Gemara says, "Amr Shem Gamliel Gadol Hashalom." Look how great Shalom is. Hichtav Hakadosh Baruch Hu Dvarim B'Tar Shlohayu Elu B'Shvil Hashalom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wrote things in the Torah that never happened, only because of Shalom. And it brings down this Maaseh because Shemes Yaakov, the brothers came and they said, they told him, "Avichat Tziblif Me'Mozaleimer Kasem Liyosef Anasana Pesha Achachel Ma'Olam Latzibi Yaakov Mikol Eilu Advarim Klum." Yaakov Avinu really never was mitzav any of this. Elam Me'Atzvam Omer Davar Zeh. They said it on their own. So that's the Raya of Gadol Hashalom. And then Shem Gamliel is Maisef, and he says, "Kama diyei mishtapuch." Look how much ink is spilled. "V'kama kolmusin mishtabrin." How many kolmusin do you need to break in order to be able to write this in the Torah? "Kama iris avudim." How many pieces of parchment are used up? "Kama tinaikin misratzen." How many children are hit by the Rebbe Lilma Davar Shlohaya to teach him this thing in the Torah? Meaning it's mamasha chelik of Torah, like anything else. And Davar Shlohaya, something that never happened. Shlohaya b'Torah. And what do you see from here? Kama gadol ka'echa shalom, you see how great shalom is. So the Medrash needs Havana, needs beer. What is, number one, where do you see from here the gadol ha'shalom? Where do you see the shalom is so great? Maybe the brothers did this, maybe it was wrong. Maybe they didn't have a right to do it. How do we know that it was taka, the right thing to do, the fact that they were mishana with neha shalom? And what's this whole arichas in the Medrash? It doesn't say they just wrote it, but look how much ink is spilled, how many tinaikis are misratzen. To learn this in the Torah, what is this whole arichas about the diyah and the kolmusin and the iris and the avudim to try to explain this inyan? And b'chal, what it says over in the Medrash that the raya is and the fact that the Torah wrote something in the Torah that never happened. I mean, you find other times where Rishayim say things, they lie. So maybe this is like anything else a person said, which is a shaker. Why is that a raya that gadol hashalom? And I think what's mavur over here from the Medrash is the Gvaldik Yasid, and I saw that Simcha Zissel Brody, the Chavner Shiva, says a similar idea in the Sefer Sam Derech, that the pshat is like this. The raya, the gadol hashalom, the raya, what they did is right, is from the fact that it doesn't just say that the brothers lied and said this to Yosef. The Torah wrote it as if it's true. The Torah wrote it as if this was the emes. Right? If the Torah would have written that the brothers of Yosef felt that there's a need to be meshaker, and they went to Yosef and they were meshana, and they told him this is what your father said, so fine, there would be no raya that this is the right thing to do. There's no raya that gadol hashalom. They had to do it because they decided to do it. But the Torah doesn't do that. The Torah wrote it mamish as if this was a ma'aseh shehaya. They went to Yosef, they told him avicha tziva lemar, and for the innocent reader who reads the Torah, if you don't know anything, you think that this happened. You think that Yosef taka was mitzav this, even though in reality Yosef never did it. So this is the type of thing where the Torah would have to speak out and say that this is not true. This never happened. Yosef was never mitzav. When a rasha speaks, so we know not everything he says is true. He could say sheker. The Torah doesn't have to tell us that he's saying sheker. But you have over here the achim, the shvatim, that we assume what they say is the emes. And they come and they say something which is a total lie. And the Torah doesn't say it's a lie. The Torah reports it as if it happened. Zok de Medrash, you see from here, gadol hashalom, because the Torah wrote something that never happened as if it happened. So it's not the pshat, or being the raya, that it's mutter to do it. That's not the raya. The raya is that the Torah wrote it as if it happened. The Torah doesn't even say that this was a sheker. The Torah wrote it as if this was the metzias. That's a raya, the gadol hashalom. That's a raya, the mutter l'shanis m'nei hashalom, that the makam hashalom, it's as if it happened. This is the emes. This is the reality. The Torah doesn't have to say that this was a sheker, because the makam shalom, that becomes the emes. Emes is not what actually happened. Emes is not what we think is true. Emes is what is Ratzon Hashem. And if Ratzon Hashem is that for Shalom you have to say something which is not true, that becomes the Emes, that becomes the reality, that becomes a Chelik of Tyre, like any other Chelik of Tyre. And the Tyre writes it Mamish as if it's the Emes, and that's the Hadgash of the Medrash, that Kamal Kolmus and Mishtabrin, how much ink is spilled and how many pieces of parchment are ruined and how many tinaikis are misratzen, in order to learn this Torah like any other Torah. In other words, this is mamash like any other chelik of Torah. We spill the ink and we use the parchment and we teach it to kids, and the Rebbe has to work hard to teach it to his children. Mamash like any other chelik of the Torah, which is emes lamita, because this is also emes lamita. This becomes the emes. B'makam ha-shalom, that becomes the emes, and that's the yisayid hadin of mutar l'shanes of shalom. Not that the mitzvah of shalom is deichah the lav of sheker, but b'makam shalom, that becomes the emes. Whatever you're saying, l'man ha-shalom is the emes. It's the reality. You didn't lie at all. That is the emes, because emes is not what happened, but emes is what is the Ratzon Hashem, and the Ratzon Hashem is that shalom is the ideal. So memela b'makom hashalom, whatever needs to be said to create that shalom, that becomes the emes, that becomes reality, and that is the way that the Torah writes it.